This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, I talk to Sean all the time, and I have Sean on here, and we talk about what they're doing, the FASTER program in Ohio, which is a thing for the teachers of Ohio. In other parts of the country, academic administrators and academic security consultants are finally starting to listen to what the military and law enforcement counterterrorism experts have been saying for years, which, by the way, is the same thing being taught at the FASTER program in Ohio. Now there's another company out there rethinking student safety and survival if a gunman walks onto campus, called ALICE. I've heard of this program. It stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evaluate. The part about lockdown bothers me, though. ALICE instructors say a lockdown and stay put scenario is flawed and can be deadly. Lieutenant Joe Hendry, who I don't know or what he's the lieutenant in, travels the country teaching ALICE's tactical response techniques in the event of a mass shooting. Literally, we've trained 90% of people in school facilities to respond by not moving, he said. Being quiet and sitting on the floor, that's a plan for the bad guy. He teaches his students to respond by barricading doors and encountering with everything they've got. Of course, not everything. And this is where the flaw comes up for me in the ALICE program. Because neither Hendry nor the academics he serves wants to talk about the elephant in the room, which is letting the teacher carry a gun. Armed self-defense with a firearm by the faculty or in the staff or qualified students, depending on what kind of school it is. This is hardly surprising, since many of them are still having a hard time accepting the concept of school resource officers in public schools and armed campus police even now. It is progress on a front. However, I do not necessarily agree that it is good progress. It is moving. But here's my question. Grades, kindergarten through senior in college, why wouldn't we defend them? We know that they are considered a soft target. We know that schools are gun-free zones. We know it is an abysmal failure. We've seen students from all age groups get slaughtered in school for being in school, for just being there in school. High school in Columbine, elementary school in Sandy Hook, college at Virginia Tech. Why do we need to continue to procrastinate? Why isn't the FASTER program, as taught by the Buckeye Firearms Association, Second Call Defense, the NRA, and everybody else involved in this, why is that not the model, and why is ALICE becoming the model? it is good. If you have a level and you have a degree of hand-to-hand combat training, you can go at somebody with everything you've got. Now, hand-to-hand combat is a very perishable skill set. If you're not practicing that three days a week, you know, if you took a class back in college and you're now my age, you're not a hand-to-hand combat specialist. I hate to tell you that, but that's the truth. And this is why Sam Colt made everybody equal. Why do people resist armed defense of our children? I drove by the school that my kids went to the other day, the elementary school. It looks nothing like it used to. All the schools in South Carolina have been redesigned to look like prisons for the most part. And I don't like them at all. All of the old architecture that was so robust and maybe old-fashioned and maybe not practical for today, since we like to shoehorn these kids into a classroom, but that's all beside the point. That wasn't practical, and I'm looking at these. It's 4:30 in the afternoon as I go driving by, and that playground is still full of children. And I'm sure they're surrounded by a fence. That's splendid to be surrounded. That means none of them will walk out into traffic if they're in that general vicinity. That's great. But they're not defended. And quite vociferously, if I were to walk onto their campus, which thankfully I don't have to walk on any campuses right now, if I were to walk on their campus with a gun and they found out I had a gun, they would blow a gasket. Whether or not they saw it, they would blow a gasket. I mean, even back in the 90s when my children were going to school then, I walked up there one time. I had a cigar in the cellophane, not wrapped, not open, not cut, not lit. And a teacher sees this and runs to the principal, and she runs out there to kick me off campus. How do you think they're going to react to a gun, which is about as dangerous as that wrapped up cigar in my hands, in the right places? A gun only becomes dangerous when somebody presents themselves wanting to get sort of dangerous with me. That's when it becomes dangerous. And it's only dangerous in a targeted area, primarily the silhouette of the bad guy. So everybody that's looking back and looking at this ALICE program and saying, all right, finally we're doing something to protect. You're not doing anything. Here's the thing about a lockdown scenario. Locked down, locked out means locked in. Where is the plan of egress for these students? And I don't care if they barricaded the door or anything. A gunman does not need to be able to walk in unmolested to kill everybody in that classroom. What are they going to barricade it with? The desks? And how are they? A barricade is only as good as its weight. That will get shoved open. And this is all, we're presuming here that all of the students don't freak out, which is, you know, very likely something that's going to happen, because the teachers are going to freak out because they don't have any means of defense. They're just going to lock the door and wait and hope and pray. That's what happened at Sandy Hook. They locked the doors and waited and hoped and prayed, and he still got in there on some of them. So this is not a solution. The only solution out there is to get some teachers, and you'd be surprised how many teachers would volunteer in every school out there to take up arms, to learn the art of pistol craft, the art of gunfighting, and then practice that, because they have maternal feelings towards their students. They love their students. At certain ages, they love their students. They feel, you know, maybe not in the inner city, but certainly around where I live. So, yes, they would defend them, and they would defend them well. And I hate to see something like this come up, and they say, well, this is progress. This isn't progress. This isn't anything. We will be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Think education has to be boring?
Failing you.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Billet. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danbillet.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Polesky of the Polesky Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Going to the phones, David in San Francisco, school security budgets. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Yeah, howdy, Bill. You know, I was kind of interested in the problem that America has of selling stuff to paranoids. So when you think about it, I used to sell advertising, you know, and it's easy to get somebody suckered into buying something by saying, oh, if you don't do this real quick, you know, you're going to have these problems. You better buy this right now. It'll save the day, right? And so the idea of selling to paranoids, and, you know, if you've got a government or you've got a school district, and they try to set a 5-year budget, maybe they even try to set a 20-year budget, and all of a sudden somebody comes in and says, oh, you better have electronic detectors at every door, you better have two guys on duty at 24 hours a day, you better have this, you better have that, this kind of paint, that kind of cameras and all this sort of thing. Out here in San Francisco, I climbed on a city bus and they had 16 cameras on one bus.
Wow. How long was the bus?
One of those, it's one of the stretch ones, but it's a bus. And imagine the service contract. If they've got 500 buses with 16 cameras, imagine the service contract on that. When the idea is to get people moved down the street so they can go to work from home or they can get their groceries or this and that and the other, and somebody saps the whole system with 16 cameras per bus. You see what I'm saying? So the school districts, the libraries, everything that people own, the parks, all of the, everything is being sapped by security budgets. And it's paranoids. It's selling junk to paranoids. And I'm just going to raise that, man. If you even think that the GOP is going to talk about this, or even the Democrats aren't talking about it, and part of it, you remember that stupid Patriot Act? That Patriot Act says it's against the law for the taxpayers to find out how their money's being spent. They got so many top secret projects, and then every week they got to have a new one, top secret budget with an endless black budget. And it's like it's sapping everything about our country. Everything that used to be happy and free is now studied to death with security cameras. And it makes us a laughing stock in the world. And it's even worse. You know, out here in San Francisco, we get a lot of tourists. And when they climb on a bus and see 16 cameras, they know America's not free anymore.
See the whole thing that I'm trying to point out, the program as far as keeping students. Now, those cameras, all those cameras are going to do is that means they'll be able to, if somebody, and you know, in China, the big place to attack people is a bus. And I'm just waiting for somebody to figure that out here.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that. I was raised in St. Louis, and I went down to Atlanta. This was in the same year. This was in the late 70s, right? Atlanta, they were 15 cents to get on the bus. You could actually go 72 miles for 15 cents.
Wow.
And transfers were free. It was all this great idea. You know, people loved the bus system. They were happy. The conversations, you could, no graffiti. The seats weren't cut up, all this sort of junk. You go to St. Louis, where I was raised, they are so stupid and bigoted that they didn't want to integrate. So they didn't have buses go from black neighborhoods to white neighborhoods. They were so suckered by the malls that one mall, you couldn't have a bus that would go from one mall to another mall. They would go two blocks away in the worst ditch, you know, that you could ever get off. That's as close as you could get. And so they were $1.85 to ride buses that were covered with graffiti and people taking a dump in the back seat. It was horrible. Nobody wanted to ride on St. Louis's because they jacked up the rate. Yet in Atlanta, they made money hand over fist at 15 cents a pop, and people loved the system. So the paranoia is the wrong way to go. The right way to go is have people happy. Nobody wants to attack it. Nobody wants to bomb it. Everybody wants to use it.
Well, and I don't disagree with you, okay? But the big problem here is that while we've got iPhones and we've got cars that are going to drive themselves one day and buses with 16 cameras on them, in a lot of cases, the nature of man has not changed that much.
Terrorism, it's not that common.
Well, I'm not talking, and school shootings are not that common. There, any one child in any one school has a 1 in 2.5 million chance of being shot in a school incident.
Well, that's actually pretty high, because it used to be 1 in 1 billion, right?
That's the last thing I saw. That's the last figure I saw. I look at that on a regular basis, because it's actually safer for the child to be in the school than it is to be going to the school and going home from the school. So to the point of it, the rarity of it, yes, I do agree with you on that. But if you're talking about budget expenditures, okay, purely on this point alone, in San Francisco, for example, I'm sure the banks have armed guards, don't they?
Yeah, but they pay for them themselves.
Right.
In this case, it's the security companies. I don't know if you notice it, but if you look up John McCain plus ISIS, you're going to find out that John McCain is ISIS.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and
ISIS.
So the idea that we got insiders pretending to do one thing, but they're cashing in on the other, that's exactly what Eisenhower was warning us about, the military-industrial complex that'll play these fear games, and they'll milk us for all our worth for with a top-secret budget. You know, they're coming up with top secret budgets. Is it against the law for San Franciscans to find out who's got the service contract on 16 cameras?
No.
I bet it leads back to the same paranoid that dreamed up the idea that everybody should be studied over each shoulder.
Okay,
you know, this is creepy, and there's insiders that are sapping the country.
What I was going to point out, though, is that the program I'm describing wouldn't cost the taxpayers a dime.
That's the Peace and Happiness Act?
No, not the Peace and Happiness Act. The Arm the Teachers Just in Case program.
Oh, God. I've known a lot of teachers. We used to torment this one guy. Man, he would have killed us 20 times. You know, spitwads alone, when I was in junior high, this guy, it was horrible, man, the way we treated him. And this other one, we used to TP her. She must have had a regular contract to have the toilet paper pulled out of her tree. So, you know, I can't even imagine allowing them to have guns.
Okay, well, it's happening all over Ohio and Utah and everywhere else, and none of them are shooting anybody over spitwads. So, I'm running out of time, David. Thank you very much for the call.
Good week.
All right, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Let me tell you to check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Just a minor request, if we could, okay? I like taking calls. I do. I would really like to take some calls that were not filled with a bunch of non sequiturs. Okay. Anyway. Back on point. As a Second Amendment advocate, I have a very clear position. If you knowingly transfer a firearm to a prohibited individual, if you provide a false statement on the 4473 required to purchase a firearm, that's a federal crime. And you are subject up to $250,000 fine and prison sentences up to 10 years. And you should have the book thrown at you. And everybody that thinks the way I do thinks that way. We have learned to live with that particular part of things. But if you were to listen to the politicians today, you would be under the very false impression that those laws don't exist. Coming out of Rochester, New York this week, a multi-agency effort to bring violent crime there under control included this explanation from an ATF public information officer who said trafficking weapons is illegal. If you're buying a weapon that you're claiming is going to be yours and then you willfully and knowingly put that weapon in someone else's hands, you're committing a crime. This clear declaration was followed by the line, but there is no federal law that defines gun trafficking as a crime. This past October, U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand outlined a second bid to try to change that. So what's really the case here? Here's how the ATF defines it. The term firearms trafficking refers to the illegal diversion of legally owned firearms from lawful commerce into unlawful commerce, often for profit. They use the term diversion in addition to trafficking. Diversion is a broader term than trafficking and encompasses any movement of firearms from the legal to the illegal marketplace through an illegal method for an illegal purpose. Sort of like Fast and Furious. So it's the politics of the definition and misinforming, or at least underinforming the public for the political advantage of appearing to do something. Getting out there and trying to put together another law when there is already a law in place. Interesting. Now, David, if you're listening, here's an argument that you probably could... the question is asked by Ethan Roman. Should teachers carry guns? Apparently, in that world, if you shoot a spit wad at a teacher, he's going to come out a blazing. You're going to die! That kind of thing, you know. In school. Verbatim, coming from Ethan, the idea of arming every faculty member on school campuses is another looming national tragedy. Semi-popular belief today is the only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. However, this practice only works if you can assure the good guy is actually good, right-minded, or even capable of shooting a gun. Just because somebody is a teacher doesn't mean they should have a free pass to carry a gun. So for Ethan and David out there, let me simply say this. The teachers that are being armed in places like Ohio and being trained to a higher degree than the cops are trained with a requirement to have a higher qualification score, they're all volunteers. They're all volunteers, and they become part of the 12 million plus individuals here in the United States that are permitted to carry a gun, that have gone through all the hoops, have gone through all the qualifications. And that number is probably, that doesn't include everybody that carries a gun every day in the constitutional carry state. So my question is, are you saying that teachers are incapable, despite the fact that we give them our children to teach, they are incapable of determining when there is danger? In light of the fact that even the CDC says there's 3 million defensive gun uses here in these United States, with, for the most part, untrained individuals making that determination, making that call to defend themselves with a gun. When I say not trained, I'm not saying they don't go to the range once a month or something like that. I'm saying they have never been formally trained in a course, in a class where they're firing a few thousand rounds in a weekend or something like that, and they don't do that on a regular basis. So, I guess my question is, where is the problem? Where's the disconnect? Why do we think teachers can't do it? What class of people can do it? If the military is the only ones that should have guns, how come as soon as we become veterans, we shouldn't have guns? What's wrong with being ready to repel something? Ethan continues, I completely understand that the argument that armed teachers may stand a better chance in protecting their students against Columbine-type student massacres, but even that is completely unproven. Yes, it is. It is very proven. The fact is that there have been armed defense episodes on campuses that didn't turn into mass casualties because someone was there to stop it. Just because somebody... this is not the way that would work. See, the national statistic, this is a statistic, not a theory, not a postulation, this is a statistic. Nationally, in a spree shooting incident, and this is where there's plenty of possible targets, like a mall, in a spree shooting instance where there's an armed citizen present, the average loss of lives is 2.5. And it's only that high because it takes about that much time for somebody's mind to digest what just happened and to go into action. When you wait on the police to show up, it's 18. So is it worth it to get those other 15 and a half souls killed because you don't believe a teacher is good enough or smart enough or has the mindset or whatever, whatever intangible you think they don't have to carry a gun and repel an attacker? If you want to save some money, the teachers buy all of their guns faster, and Buckeye Firearms Association teaches a class pro bono for free. In some cases, they drive them in there so they can take the class, and then all the school district has to do is buy a few signs that says, our faculty is armed. Do you think the spree shooter's going to walk in there? Do you miss that whole psychological specter that happens whenever the presence of the possibility of an armed citizen is there, that unknown element that gets introduced at that point? I don't know. Ethan, it only takes one hot-headed teacher to start waving a gun at a student for all hell to break loose. What about teachers with disabilities who physically cannot operate a gun? They probably won't be one of the volunteers because they can't operate a gun. Ethan? Please, everybody, stop being afraid of things that are just inanimate objects. Please? Could we do that? Please, huh? Could we? Or just, hey, here's your other option. You can consign yourself to the fact that you don't believe teachers can protect them, and we're just going to, you know, every time one of these nutcases walks in there, just leave our children to be murdered. And that one will be on you, because I've offered you a solution that don't cost you anything. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contained a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, I didn't talk about that very much because I didn't have a whole lot of details, but we're getting a little feedback now off of this. This was a shooting that happened here on October 31st that ended in three deaths, and some are arguing that the police response was delayed over open carry laws, and now they're pushing for a ban on open carry. The way it had, as it is written, the way it transpired is this. On October 31st, Noah Harpham was seen by a neighbor, Naomi Bettis, walking down the street with a rifle and a handgun. Bettis called 911 and described what she saw to police, and as she told the Washington Post, was brushed off by a dispatcher who advised her of Colorado's open carry laws. While authorities said a call for service was built for officers to respond, Lieutenant Catherine Buckley of the Colorado Springs PD told Mother Jones that it wasn't the highest priority call for service. Bettis called police back a second time after Harpham opened fire on a bicyclist in front of her home, to which officers were immediately dispatched. Now, a couple things off of this little incident that we should take to heart. First of all, there's varying degrees of open carry. Open carry of a gun is in a holster on your hip with your shirt tucked in. And we see, everybody sees it. It's like what we see with the police. The police, even with their jackets have a zipper so that when they, and it's more designed for access to the gun than it is to keep it in sight. But the reason you carry in the open is for quick access. Proper open carry of a handgun is going to be in a holster unless you have to use it in self-defense. Pulling it out and playing with it is not something you do. That's not open carry, right? A rifle is a little bit different. Wearing a rifle slung, and I don't know exactly what the law is in Colorado, but wearing a rifle slung and carrying it in the open, if I were doing that, just to not have any misgivings, it would be slung behind my back, muzzle down. it would, if I'm carrying it for self-defense, it would be in a position where I can traverse it really quick and bring it up. But in the front, there's just too many tendencies for your hands to make contact with it. That is something that would make me a little nervous, maybe. Maybe, a little bit. There's some people say, oh, Bill, I thought you were all constitutional. Listen to me. Somebody got his hands on the gun. That makes me a little nervous. So, and there's a difference between being in a tactical class with a rifle where all of the tactical instructors, none of them will ever tell you that they run around without their hands on the gun when it's slung. Because now it's tactical to keep your hands on the gun. So never mind the fact that when I was in the military, we would sling these things all over the place just to get them out of our hands, to give our arms a break. Because when you're walking, 20 miles with one of those things, they get heavy. The Denver Post reports that Harpham was under police control, shot dead in exchange of gunfire with authorities at 9:01 a.m. about 7 minutes after they were dispatched. Now, Colorado Springs City Councilman Bill Murray, not the comedian, is calling for the city to end the practice of open carry, citing it may have delayed police response. Murray said at a council meeting this week, seeking to take steps to restrict it, open carry is a privilege, it's not a right. I don't know where he came up with that one. And here we have this thing, this ugly thing that always rears its head. On one hand, we've got open carriers that will get out there and they will carry a weapon somewhere where, hey, I get that it's a constitutional right, I do. And at the same time, I don't know. I don't know that you need to do certain things sometimes. But Murray takes it a step further than this. I'm just talking about proper etiquette. I'm talking, and no, that may not be constitutional to be worried about proper etiquette and everything else. But at the same time, I know what kills more people in the United States than long guns of any kind. So I train portably. Thank you. Murray, however, says, why would a person openly carry a weapon down the street except to intimidate? Happens all the time. And we have these two things here, both extremes. This guy was obviously, he was prowling. He wasn't open carrying. And maybe Miss Bettis should have said, well, he's got his hands on the rifle and it's out like he's going to point it at somebody. Maybe. Local gun control advocates were on hand at the meeting to bemoan the practice as well. The dispatcher explained to the 911 caller that Colorado law allows public handling and display of firearms. Really? Is that what it says, that you can have them out and display them? Because that's really vague. Britt Squires was asking this question. She's with Moms Demand Attention. Within 10 minutes of the initial 911 call, the gunman had killed three people. Law enforcement agencies around the state admit that open carry causes confusion and uncertainty for 911 dispatchers who receive reports of weapons being openly carried. Now, this is part of this whole Ferguson effect, I think. Because you've got some of these open carriers out there, and I'm not really sure they're down necessarily with the Second Amendment so much as they are with the let's give the cops a hard time. And, inevitably they're going to find the wrong cop who's going to give them a very, very hard time. And it becomes just this contest of combative wills. It's a mess. I swear to God, it's a mess. In 2012, Colorado Springs police arrested James Sorensen for openly carrying a .40 caliber handgun on his hip in a holster. Yes, that was a legal open carry. When I'm concealed carrying, I don't have my gun in a pocket with my hand on it. This isn't going to happen in Colorado Springs because the mayor, Judge Joseph Mayer, he's a district court judge, excuse me. He contended that Denver's high crime rate and population made it different from the rest of the state. But the Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers advises he has no plans to seek to restrict residents' ability to openly carry firearms what your open carry laws are don't dictate what your violent crime rate is. And that's true. That's true. Good people are just going to be good people, and criminals are just going to be criminals. And it doesn't matter what kind of laws you have and how many cameras are on the bus. Doesn't matter. Not even a little bit. Not even a bit. So, I don't know where I stand now on some of this stuff. Some of this stuff, I look at it and whenever you see me, if you were around me and you saw me out and about, if you were to open my trunk, you would think that I was with Delta because I got stuff. But that's a contingency. That's a contingency. Most of the tactical instructors I know, their plans are to, if something happens, unfolds in front of them, to use the weapon they have at hand to disable and loot the assailant and bring his equipment to bear against his compatriots, if that's what it comes down to. And most of these guys are not going to be, you know, having an armed civilian pop up in front of them. That's going to be quite surprising anyway. So, I don't know. Would I like to carry my rifle in public? Yeah. Do I understand people getting nervous about it? Yeah. Because there's people like David out there in the world that think a teacher getting hit with a spitball means he produces a gun and blows away this 5-year-old or this 9-year-old or this 12-year-old. So I can see where that would make some people nervous. Yeah. We're going to flip into hour number 2. When we get back, we will continue on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.